Noe and the Net, Noelia's Revenge. Written by Caroline Engvall. Read by Jennifer Gardner. It's still pitch black outside as I shuffle myself around to check the alarm clock by my window for the 13th time. 5:30. I roll onto my back again and sigh. Last night, Mum said that I must try to sleep until she comes in with my cake, but it's simply impossible. My whole body is buzzing with excitement, and I just want Mum to come in so I can turn 10 already. My bed linen folds up around me. I try to close my eyes, but they simply don't want to close. They want to look at my phone and see if anyone has uploaded a new video. Beside my bed is a chest of drawers with a sign where I have scrawled the word private and drawn a skull and crossbones. I sneak out my hand and open the top drawer. That's where my phone is. It's got a cracked screen from all the times I've dropped it on the floor. I pick at the glass. Josephine has uploaded a new video of herself dancing. She has long hair and big earrings. I feel a twinge somewhere inside. Josephine has loads of friends and she's really popular. I wish I could be just like her, but I'm not. My name is Noelia, but everyone calls me Noe. I like horses and cakes, but more than anything, I love using my phone. Josephine blows a kiss at the camera. I tap on the heart react and continue scrolling. Sam has uploaded a video of his dog slipping about on the ice. Heart react again. I hear a noise from the kitchen and freeze up. Mum doesn't like me looking at my phone when I'm supposed to be sleeping. Sometimes she says things like, "And just what are you looking at exactly?" And, "You've been on that thing for far too long. Now you really must go out and play for a while." Boring rules. Boring Mum. Will she be coming in soon? I listen out for the sound of inflating balloons or clicking plates, but everything is still calm in the kitchen. Good. Then I have plenty of time to be with my friends on my phone. It feels like it could have been 15 hours or maybe just 20 minutes since I last looked at the clock. Time is such a funny thing. Sometimes it goes quickly and sometimes it goes slow. Could Mum have forgotten it's my birthday? She wouldn't have just gone off to work and left a note, would she? "See you this afternoon, sweetheart." No, there's just no way. I roll over onto my tummy and drag my index finger over my phone screen. No more videos left to watch. Our classroom chat is quiet too.